我今天早晨要跟弟兄姊妹一同来交通奉献的生活。
This morning, I'd like to share with you a life of consecration.
我们请大家一同先来读几处的圣经。
Let's turn to some passages together.
我想在全本圣经里面啊，论到这个奉献的这个圣经，恐怕是罗马书十二章第一、第二节啊，这是。最好的 一处圣经。
And it is in my opinion that Romans chapter 12 verses 1 and 2 are the best verses scripture talking about consecration.
所以让我们先来读罗马书第十二章第一节和第二节。
So let's turn first to Romans chapter 12 verses 1 and 2.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will.
这里这个献上这个字啊。
Here the word sacrifice.
在希腊的原文呢。它叫做 standby, 英文翻作 standby 或者翻作 present.
Here the word offer in the original language, the Greek language means to stand by or to present.
它不是我们平常用的那个 offering 这个字。
It is not the normal sense, meaning of offering.
那当然保罗用了这个字有一个特别的意义。
And Paul uses this particular word for a specific meaning.
我们再请看罗马书第六章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章第十三节。
Verse 13.
也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人将自己献给神。并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to Him as instruments of righteousness.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做顺民的奴仆以致成义。
Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone to obey him as slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey, whether you are slaves to sin which leads to death, or to obedience which leads to righteousness?
第十九节。
Verse 19.
我因你们肉体的软弱，就照人的常话对你们说。你们从前怎样将肢体献给不洁不法做奴仆，以至于不法，现今也要照样将肢体献给义做奴仆，以至于成圣。
I put this in human terms because you are weak in your natural selves, just as you used to offer the parts of a body in slavery to impurity and to ever-increasing wickedness. So now offer them in slavery to righteousness leading to holiness.
我们再请看罗马书第十四章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 14.
第七节和第八节。
Verses 7 and 8.
十四章第七、第八节。我们没有一个人为自己活，也没有一个人为自己死。我们若活着，是为主而活；若死了，是为主而死。所以我们或活或死，总是主的人。
For none of us lives to himself alone, and none of us dies to himself alone. If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord.
我们再请看希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书第十一章第四节。
Verse 4.
希伯来书第十一章第四节， 亚伯因着信献祭与神，比该隐所献的更美，因此便得了称义的见证，就是神指他的礼物做的见证。他虽然死了，却因着信仍旧说话。
By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead.
第十七节
Verse 17.
亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候，就把以撒献上，这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。
By faith, Abraham...When God tested him, offered Isaac as sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son.
那么在希伯来书里面，这两处的圣经所用的那个希腊字就是 offering.
And the two words offering used in Hebrew means offering, to offer.
我想奉献啊，这个题目呢，是基督徒中间常常被提起来一个题目。
I believe the topic of consecration is a topic we often talked about among the Christians.
这对于很多基督徒来讲，可能是一个很老的问题。
And to many Christians, perhaps this is a very aged topic.
或者是一个老啊解决不了的问题。
Or perhaps it's an aged topic that cannot be solved.
的确，弟兄姊妹们，如果我们从圣经里面来看奉献的话
And truth, truly, brothers and sisters, if we look into the Bible to see the topic of consecration,
奉献出现得非常的早
And the act of consecration occurred many early on.
当亚当夏娃堕落的时候
When Adam and Eve fell,
我们看见在这头一个家庭的里面
We see that in this first family,
他们就出现了所谓奉献的问题
They had a problem with consecration.
那么那个时候有该隐有亚伯
And they had Cain and Abel
那么我们看见亚伯所献上的蒙神的悦纳
And what Abel offered to God was pleasing to him
那么该隐奉献的神没有悦纳
But not so with Cain's
结果你会看见产生了一个相当不同的一个结果和命运
And you see the complete different results from that act
那我们知道亚伯所献上的是献给神
And we know that Abel offered up to God.
那么该隐所献的是献给地，所以也就是说献给这个世界。
And what Cain offered was to the world.
我想这是今天在神的儿女们中间也是同样的问题。
And I believe this is the same problem among the children of God.
到底我们是把自己献给神呢，还是我们把自己献给这个地，献给这个世界呢？
Have we offered ourselves to God or to this world, to this earth?
所以这是人类堕落之后呢，所遇见的头一个问题。
And therefore that is the first problem that we as mankind encounter after the fall.
这个问题就决定了你的一生在主面前到底有没有价值。
And this question, this problem decide your significance before the Lord.
这不仅是人类堕落之后的所遇见的头一个问题。
Not only that this is the first problem we encounter as mankind after the fall.
这也是基督徒蒙恩得救之后的头一个问题。
It is also the first question that we encounter after we believe.
当你一蒙恩得救
，And once you become a believer.
弟兄姊妹，你下面所遇见的头一个问题就是奉献。
Brothers and sisters, the first issue you encounter is consecration.
所以有经验的人告诉我们。一个基督徒应该是一蒙恩得救就把自己献给主。
So some experienced Christian would tell us that the first thing you do as a Christian is to offer up yourself to the Lord.
这不是说你信主了多年之后你再来奉献，不是。
It is not an act that you do after many years of being a believer.
你应该从头一天蒙恩得救就要把自己献给主。
Rather, it should be on the very first day, the very first moment of you becoming a believer.
弟兄姊妹们
And brothers and sisters,
这个奉献的问题
And this issue of consecration
在我们基督徒属灵的经历和功用上面来讲是一个关键性的问题
It is a key point in our spiritual lives
当然这个奉献呢一方面考验我们到底是不是真的爱神
Of course, this particular issue tests us whether we truly love God.
你说你爱神。
And you say that you love God.
那么就看你是不是一个奉献的人。
They will see whether you're a consecrated person.
啊，我想这个道理我们很容易明白。
And it seems like it's very easy to us to understand.
你像今天在世界上一样，当你爱一个人的时候。
You know, as you love someone in this world.
你就很容易奉献。
It is so easy to offer yourself to
them. 像很多做父母的人。
And just like many parents.
爱他们的儿女。
They love their children.
你看见他们为了儿女什么都摆上啊。
You see that they would give up all for their children.
把一切都给了儿女。
They would offer up all for their children.
这是因为父母爱儿女。
And that is because the parents love the children.
因为爱的缘故。
And because of love.
愿意为他们做一切。
They're willing to do all for their children.
因为爱的缘故。
And because of love.
愿意牺牲所有的。
They're willing to sacrifice all.
这个爱是个动力。
And therefore love is the motivation.
这个奉献是个表现。
And to offer up, it is the act of.
所以你从那个奉献里面，你能感觉到那个爱。
So in your act of consecration, you can feel the love.
有的人爱父母也是这样。
And that's the way with some who love their parents.
为着父母呢，什么都肯摆上。
They're willing to offer up all for their parents.
什么都肯牺牲。
To sacrifice all for their parents.
可以不顾一切的为着父母。
And they would, despite of all others.
那么这是好儿女。
And these are the good children.
但是弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
我们对于神呢？
What about our attitude towards God?
我们是不是真的爱他呢?
Do we truly love him?
那么就看你有没有奉献生活。
And we'll see whether you have a life of consecration.
如果你真正爱神,
If you truly love God,
你就能不顾一切代价地跟从神。
Then you will follow him despite all.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
And brothers and sisters,
这个奉献的问题,
And therefore the issue of consecration,
考验我们到底是不是一个真正爱神的人。
Test us whether we are one who truly loves God.
那么这个奉献呢, 也不仅是考验爱的问题也考验信心的问题。
It also tests your faith.
你能不能相信神？
Can you believe God?
当你把一切都摆上的时候，
When you offer up all to him,
你真的能全心的信赖神吗？
Do you truly trust him?
老实讲，你不能全心的信赖神，你根本就摆不上去。
You know, when you cannot trust him fully, you are not able to offer up all.
所以在基督徒的生活里面，
Therefore, in the life of Christian,
你是不是一个真正有信心的人？
Whether you're someone with faith,
从你的奉献里面看得出来。
Your life of consecration would tell.
我们知道神曾经考验亚伯拉罕。
You know that God tested Abraham.
在他100岁的时候给他一个儿子。
When he was 100 years old, God gave him a son.
那么这个以撒在亚伯拉罕的眼中是个宝贝。
That Isaac was a treasure in the eyes of Abraham.
得来不易，对不对？
It was a son that was hard to obtain.
但是有一天呢，神对他说，
But one day the Lord told him.
他说你要把你所爱的这个儿子呢，把他献给我。
He says that you shall offer up to me your son, your only son.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
亚伯拉罕就是能相信神。
And Abraham was able to believe God.
所以他就带着以撒。
So he brought Isaac,
带上仆人,
and brought a servant,
带着献祭的柴,
and brought those, the logs,
走了三天的路程,
they walked for 3 days,
那么到了摩利亚山上,
and they went to the Mount of Moriah,
那么他就把他的儿子放在祭坛上面,
and then
献祭给神,
he laid his son on the altar and ready to sacrifice him to God.
当然神没有让亚伯拉罕杀他的儿子,
of course God did not allow that,
用了一个羔羊做代替。
He used a ram as a substitute.
但是在那一件事情上面，
But on that particular matter,
考验出亚伯拉罕乃是一个全心信赖神的人。
The God had tested Abraham to prove that he was the one who truly trusted God.
他能够不顾一切的把自己统统摆上。
That he can offer up his all despite all.
所以罗马书在那里为亚伯拉罕做见证。
Therefore, Roman testify for Abraham.
因为亚伯拉罕所信的是那使无变为有的神。
That he believed in a God to cause things from non-existence into existence.
亚伯拉罕所信的是叫能叫死人复活的神。
That Abraham believed in a God who can raise the dead from to alive.
他相信既然神要。
And he believed that since God wants it.
即使以撒如果死了，神也能叫他复活。
Even Isaac were dead, God is able to raise him from the dead.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
And therefore, brothers and sisters.
奉献在基督徒的生活中是一个关键性的问题。
And therefore, the consecration in the Christian life is a pivotal point.
考验我们的爱心。
And it is to test our love.
考验我们的信心。
To test our faith.
实在来讲。
And truly speaking.
弟兄姊妹们，当这些人他们能真的按照神所要的 把神所要的奉献上去的时候
When brothers and sisters able to offer up what God desired from them
他们就把神的祝福引进他们的生活里面
They have actually brought in God's blessing to their lives
他们的生活就是满了神的祝福
And their life would manifest the many blessings of God
你看亚伯拉罕在地上的一生
If you look at the life, Abraham's lifetime
因着他肯这样的奉献
Because he was willing to offer
神实在把大的福分加在他的身上
God has given him so much blessing
所以弟兄姊妹们奉献是我们引进神祝福的一条路
Therefore brothers and sisters consecration is the way mean of ushering in God's blessing
我们不仅能把神的祝福引进来
Not only were able to usher in God's blessing
也因着奉献的缘故
And also because of consecration
把人引到神至高的心意中间
We have brought man to the utmost purpose of God
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
这是多么重要的一件事情
What an important issue this is
所以许多人的奉献
And therefore the consecration of many
带来个人生命上的转机
Brought in a change in people's lives
带来整个家庭的转机
And brought in a complete transformation of the family life
甚至很多带来整个以色列国的一个大的转机
And brought in a great transformation in the history of Israel
所以奉献在属灵生活里面是一个关键性的一个东西。
And therefore, consecration is a very pivotal issue in our lives.
你的属灵生活过得实际不实际
？Whether you have a true, down-to-earth spiritual life，
跟你的奉献有很密切的关系。
It has close link with your consecration.
有很多基督徒常常跟我这样讲。
And oftentimes some Christian would tell me,
我们听了这么多的道
Well, we've heard so many sermons.
我们拥有了这么多属灵的知识
We have so many spiritual knowledges.
为什么在我身上都不实际呢
Why is it that I'm not able to live it out?
今天早晨你要知道
And this morning you need to know.
这个关键性在于什么？在奉献。
The key point is consecration.
如果你不能把自己奉献给神
If you're not able to offer up yourself to God,
所有一些属灵事对你来讲都是客观的东西
Then all these spiritual knowledges are but objective.
所有的经历对你来讲都成为道理
And all these experiences are just doctrines
只有你把自己奉献在神的手中
Only when you're able to offer yourself to God
那个属灵的实际才会产生
Then the reality of the spiritual reality would happen
举一个例子和弟兄姊妹们 说一下
And I'd like to share with you an example
我们有很多人都知道戴德森弟兄
And many people know about brother Hudson Taylor
啊，他曾经被主重用
He was greatly used by God.
尤其他的工作跟我们中国人很有关系。
And his work had close relation with us Chinese.
因为他曾经在中国，那么把主的福音带到内地。
Because he brought the gospel of God to the inland China.
所以他那个时候创建了一个内地会。
And therefore he started the inland China mission.
啊，那么。我们知道这个工作给中国人带来很大的祝福。
And we know that that mission, the work of that mission has brought great blessing to the Chinese.
一个英国人。
And he was an Englishman.
把他的一生都奉献给主。
He has offered up all his life to God.
把他的一生都为了中国。
And all his lifetime he served to Chinese.
他说我如果有千万条命，每一条命都要为着中国。
He says if I have 1,000 lives, I will offer each and every one of them to China.
他说我如果有千万的金棒，每一棒都要为着中国。
If I have 1,000 pounds of gold, and all the each one will be offered to China.
哎呀，我们真是很稀奇，一个英国人怎么会这么爱中国人呢
？And we're so marvelled. How can an Englishman love a Chinese so much?
弟兄姊妹们，他不是因为爱中国人，他是因为爱主。
Brothers and sisters, not because he loved the Chinese man, but because he loved God.
中国人能够信主。
He desired the Chinese can receive to know God.
所以我们知道我们的弟兄曾经把自己完全的摆上。
So we know that our brothers did indeed offered up himself.
在他的传记里面。
And in his autobiography.
讲到他在17岁的时候。
When he was 17.
他做了一个很重要的奉献。
He made a very significant consecration.
他把自己完全献给主。
He has offered up himself completely to God.
在他这个奉献的里面。
That in that consecration.
我们看见戴德森弟兄有了一个非常奇妙生命上的转机。
And we see a great life transformation after that act of consecration.
他说，当神的爱感动我，我把自己不折不扣的一切全奉献。
He says, when the love of God touched me and offered myself completely to the Lord without reservation.
那意思说，没有任何的保留，一点点的保留。 完全献给神。
That means to offer up myself completely without reservation to God.
他说就在那个时刻。
He says it was at that particular moment.
他说在我的深处有一个很深刻又庄严的感觉。
In the depth of my heart, I have sensed such a sense of solemnness.
他说我感觉到神的悦纳。
I sensed that God was pleased and accepted my offering.
也就在这个时候。
And it was at that moment.
他说呢，神的同在呢，变得非常的真实。
He said that the presence of God was so real to me.
哎呀，他从心的深处喊说，有福啊。
And from the depth of his heart, he cried out, I'm blessed.
弟兄姊妹，因着他的奉献的缘故。
And brothers and sisters, because of his consecration.
他进入神同在的那个实在经历的里面。
He has entered into the reality of the presence of God.
然后他说他的全人伏在主的跟前。
And he said that he bowed before the Lord.
心中啊，有无穷的一种的敬畏。
And he has such a solemn sense of respect and reverence.
也有无限的快乐。
And an unspeakable joy.
他就深深地感觉到他不再属于自己。
And he sensed that he no longer belonged to himself.
他说这个经历。
He said that such experience.
在他多年侍奉主以后。
In the years of service that followed.
都是非常的深刻，是不能磨灭的一个印象。
It was such a great impression that he cannot forget.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
And therefore, brothers and sisters.
戴德森的经历。
And the experience of Hudson Taylor.
让我们告诉了我们一件事情。
And it tells us something.
只有当你把自己这样毫无保留地献在主的手中的时候
Only when you offer up yourself completely without reservation to God
属灵的事对你就变真实
And then the spiritual matters become so real to you
神的同在不再是个道理
And then the presence of God no longer is a doctrine
那个敬畏也变成真实
And the reverence to the Lord becomes a reality
喜乐也变成真实
And the joy becomes a reality
我们和主之间的联合他属于我我属于他这个感觉也变为真实
And a sense of union between us and the Lord becomes so real.
所以奉献的生活
Therefore, brothers and sisters, the life of consecration
是基督徒生活中间一个关键性的一个问题
It is a very pivotal issue in the life of a Christian.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能轻看这个东西
Brothers and sisters, do not look lightly upon this matter.
你我的生活有时候过得很软弱
Sometimes you and my life seems to be so weak.
所以过得不实际
And seems so unreal.
因为你没有把自己完全奉献在主手中。
Because you and I did not offer ourselves completely to God.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Therefore, brothers and
sisters, 奉献的生活是多么重要的一件事情。
And how crucially important is the life of consecration.
所以使徒保罗才劝我们要把自己能够献给我们的主。
Therefore, Apostle Paul urged us to offer ourselves to God.
实在来讲
And truthfully speaking,
当我们摸着奉献的问题的时候
when we touch this issue of consecration,
我们所摸着的是一个归属的问题
and we have touched upon the issue of belonging.
到底我们是属于谁的问题
To whom do we belong?
老实讲，我们一蒙恩得救，我们就很清楚
And truthfully, we all know that very well after we believed.
我们乃是属于主的
And we belong to the Lord.
主是属于我们的
That the Lord belongs to us.
所以在罗马书第十四章那里讲得很好
Therefore, in Romans chapter 14,
我们没有一个人为自己活
It says none of us live to ourselves.
也没有一个人为自己死
And none of us dies to ourselves.
你以为是为自己活
And you think that you're living to yourself.
实在讲，你蒙恩得救之后呢，神就要你为他活
But after you believe in the Lord desires that you live for him.
我们以为是为自己死
And we thought that we're dying to ourselves.
其实也不是
And actually, it's not.
他说我们若活着是为主而活，若死的是为主而死。
He says, when you live to the Lord, and when you die to the Lord.
所以我们或活或死，总是主的人。
So whether you die or live, you belongs to God.
你作为一个基督徒，你必须要明白一件事情：无论怎样，你总是主的人。
And so as a Christian, there's something you need to understand very clearly that no matter what, you belong to the Lord.
那就是说，你这个人根本就属于主的。
And what it means is you completely belong to the Lord.
但是神喜欢我们做一件事情。
But God desires us to do something.
我们既然知道自己是属于主的
，Well, since we know that we belong to God,
我们愿意把自己再次奉献给他。
And we're willing to offer ourselves once again to God.
神愿意我们能够按照我们自己的意愿决定把自己奉献给他。
And it's God's desire that we offer ourselves to God with our own will.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
当神这样接纳你的时候
And when God accepts you in such a way,
这个变成一件神圣的事情。
And that becomes something so holy.
实在来讲，我们今天乃是把从主所得的 重新归还给神就是。
You know what we're talking about truthfully is really just giving back to God what He has given to us.
包括我们的生命
including our lives,
我们的家庭
our families,
我们的产业
our heritage,
我们所有一切的亲友
our careers, our relatives and friends.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹没有一样事物不是属于主的。
Friend and sister, not one of them does not belong to God.
今天我们只不过是什么呢把主所给我们的我们重新的归还给他。
So what we're doing in actuality is just offer up back to God what He has given to us.
所以我们如果不明白这个归属的问题
So if we do not understand the issue of belonging
哎呀我们就觉得读圣经里面看见有些人的奉献会叫我们里面觉得害怕
And then we will see that some the life of consecration with some of the Bible characters will scare us.
如果你从这个点上能明白的话呢
But if you can understand the issue clearly
你就知道亚伯拉罕献以撒这个没什么稀奇的
Then you would say well it's not a big deal when Abraham offered up Isaac
对对
Because Isaac was given by God
他把神所给他的重新还给神
And he was just offering back to God what he has given him
弟兄姊妹们
And brothers and sisters
在旧约的历史里面
In the history of Old Testament
还有一个人
There's one other person
他也是认识正式奉献意义
And he knew about a true meaning of consecration.
他就是 Hannah.
And it was Hannah.
Hannah 只不过是一个很平凡的家庭主妇。
And Hannah was just an ordinary woman.
但是他真正懂得奉献的意义。
But he truly knew what consecration was all about.
所以在四世纪的末了。
And therefore in the end of Judges.
当以色列国整个光景非常的堕落非常黑暗的时候
when the Israelites was in an age of darkness
在这里有一个家庭主妇
and there was a housewife
她向神许了一个很大的愿
she vowed before the Lord
她说神啊
and she said God
如果你给我一个儿子
if you give me a son
我就把他奉献给你
and I shall offer up him to you
终身叫他在你面前做拿西尔人
and he will become a Nazarite for the rest of his life
啊这个话呢我在基督徒中间也听过啊。
And, I've heard about such a vow among Christians.
好多年轻的弟兄姊妹怀孕的时候呢母亲怀孕的时候说我们呢要把这个孩子奉献给主。
And many women when they're pregnant, they would say, I will offer up my child to God.
但请我们记得。
But please remember.
许愿容易。
And it's easy to say a vow.
还愿不太容易。
But it's hard to fulfill the vow.
那么哈拿许了这么大的一个愿
So she had vowed such a big commitment
但是呢哈拿还愿
But she fulfilled
所以当神把撒母耳赐给她的时候
So when God gave her Samuel
她就好好的教养这个孩子
She raised and disciplined this child
在她断奶的时候
And when he was weaned
我想这个断奶啊古时候人断奶这个恐怕两三岁到三五岁这样子
And I think that for their for the ancient time they're weaned about maybe 3 to 5 years old
这么小一个孩子
And it was such a young child
哈拿就把他带到示罗
And Hannah brought the child to Shiloh
就把他献给耶和华
To offer up to Jehovah God
你要知道当时会幕的光景是非常的败落
You know that at that time the situation in the tabernacle is very bad
以利的光景老了
The Eli was old.
他的两个儿子不行好。
His two sons were very wicked.
那个气氛也是觉得一片的光景是非常可怕的。
And the atmosphere there was just very dark.
但是哈拿因为向神许了这个愿，所以他还愿。
But because Hannah had vowed such vow before the Lord, she fulfilled that vow.
她愿意把这个孩子奉献给主。
And she was willing to offer up her child to God.
弟兄姊妹，今天呢，按照我们的眼光来看的话呢
，You know, brothers and sisters, according to our perspective today,
这真是何等疯狂的一个行为啊
！And that is a crazy act to us.
我们说她发疯了。
And we say that this woman is crazy.
孩子这么小
，And this child so young.
你就把他带到那么老远去
，And you brought him to such a far distance.
这么一个不好的环境的里面
，To put him in such a bad environment.
但是哈拿爱神
，But because Hannah loved God.
哈拿相信神
，Hannah believed God.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们晓得神就借着撒母耳
，That through Samuel.
那么扭转了一个整个黑暗的时代。
God has changed the history of Israel from darkness into light.
这是圣经给我们看见的一个美丽的一个故事。
And we see that this is a beautiful picture and the story is recorded in the Bible.
哈拿的心非常的简单。
And Hannah's heart was so simple.
撒母耳是我祷告来的。
She thought that Samuel was the one who a result of her prayer.
我许愿要把他 归还给神。
I have vowed to give him back to God.
对他来讲就这么简单。
And to her, it was that simple.
把从神得来的重新归还给神。
Just to give back to God what we have received from him.
弟兄姊妹们。
Friends, sisters.
如果今天你没有这样的一个看见和认识。
If today you do not have such realization.
你跟神要容易。
And then it's easy for you to ask something from God.
神跟你要就很困难了。
It is so much harder for him to ask it back.From you.
很多时候我们都求神啊祝福我这个祝福我那个神就祝福你了
Oftentimes we ask God to bless us in this and that matter
然后神说你归还一点吧
And God bless us He says well can you return some to me
哎呀我们的手就抓得很紧了
And we hold our fists so hold so tight to it
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
我们常常讲雅各很诡诈
Oftentimes we say that Jacob was very wicked
雅各对神怎么说呢
You know what did Jacob say
神啊如果你保守我平平安安的给我这许多的祝福
He says well God if you preserve my life and give me all these blessings
我就把你所给我的我再十分之一献给你
Then I will offer up to you tenth of what you have given me
啊弟兄姊妹们神实在是伟大
You know God is so great
所以神也接纳他这十分之一
And yes he accepted his tenth
弟兄姊妹你我恐怕连这十分之一也赶不上对不对
But maybe you and I did not even offer up to that much
我们呢连雅各都赶不上
We're not, we can't not even compare to Jacob
所以你不要笑雅各
So do not despise Jacob
你不要觉得雅各诡诈
Don't think that he is wicked
弟兄姊妹们
Friends, sisters
如果你看见了一切都是神给你的
If you truly see that all you have is given by God
我只不过是把神所给我的重新归还给神
I am but only offering up back to God what he has given me
弟兄姊妹这个一点难处都没有
And we should not have any difficulty
在奉献的事上
In the matter of consecration
弟兄姊妹们
Friends and sisters
亚伯拉罕
And Abraham
Hannah 他们充分地宣告了神的主权。
They proclaimed the authority, the ownership of God.
今天呢，我们要求主开我们里面的眼睛。
You know that we need to ask the Lord to open our inner eyes.
也扭转我们这个愚昧的心。
To change our heart of foolishness.
弟兄姊妹们。
Friends and sisters.
世上人常常讲，你生不带来，死不带去，对不对
？You know, the people of this world said you cannot bring it when you were born. You cannot bring.
没有什么东西真正属于你的。
There's nothing truly belong to you.
所以，如果我们早早的能够从里明白神的心意
，If you can understand the heart of God early on，
我们能知道一切都是属于神的。
And we truly realize that all belongs to God.
而你把从神所领受的重新归还给神。
And able to offer up back to the Lord what He has given to us.
神还把它当礼物一样的接去。
And then God receives it as a gift from you.
本来是个平凡的东西。
It was just an ordinary thing.
结果呢，变成神圣的意义。
And yet the thing that you offer up to God becomes holy.
看，神是多么的恩待我们呢。
You know how much God is gracious to us.
我们这个诡诈的心思啊。
You know that our wicked mind.
实在是中仇敌的诡计。
And we have fallen into the tactics of
Satan. 我们一想到奉献就想到损失。
Every time when we think about consecration, we think about loss.
一想到奉献就是神给我们要什么东西
Every time we think about consecration we think that God is wanting
something from us 这完全不是圣经的意思
It is not what's told in the Bible
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
And therefore brothers and sisters
在你的奉献上
That in the matter of consecration
有很重的意义宣告神的主权
And what we're doing is actually proclaiming the ownership of God
我们不能光嘴巴称他为主啊主啊的
We cannot just address him as Lord, Lord
你要从你的生活中显出来他的确是主
But in your lifeYou need to manifest that God is truly your Lord. Therefore, we need to live a life of consecration. Therefore, the Bible tells us
奉献都不是勉强的
that consecration was never, it was always out of your will.
神从来不勉强我们
It was never forced by God.
奉献都是甘心乐意的
It is only a willful act.
弟兄姊妹，我们要那个感觉啊。
And brother and sister, we need to have a sense
我们能献上去，这是神的怜悯。
That it is all God's mercy that we are able to offer up to Him.
的确，没有神的怜悯，你献不上去。
Truly, without His mercy, you are not able to offer up
anything. 所以保罗才说嘛，我以神的怜悯劝你们。
Therefore, Paul says, I urge you, brothers, with the mercy of God.
因为有神的怜悯，所以我们能献得上去。
And because of God's mercy, we're able to sacrifice.
并且能够献得甘心乐意。
and also to offer it up willingly.
弟兄姊妹，当我们能甘心乐意地摆上的时候，
and brothers and sisters, when we're able to offer up ourselves completely,
这是神的心喜悦，
and willfully, and it pleased the Lord.
那么你在神跟前也蒙到神的祝福，
and you will be also blessed before the Lord.
所以我们要再说，
so once again, we want to stress,
奉献在基督徒的生活里面是一个关键性的问题。
That the issue of consecration is pivotal in the lives of Christians.
在这个点上，
that on this particular matter,
我们的犹豫，
that our hesitance,
我们的舍不得，
our not willing to give up,
我们的摆不上去，
we're not able to offer up,
常常给我们带来极大的亏损，
and it really brought great loss to our lives.
也是神的工作在我们身上没办法往前。
That the work of God encounters a hindrance on us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
and therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们需要学习能够把自己献给主。
We need to learn to be able to offer ourselves to God.
在罗马书第六章里面，
in Romans chapter 6,
这里给我们看见奉献呢有两个非常重要的结果。
And it tells us two significant results or consequences of our sacrifice.
在第六章的第十六节那里告诉我们，
In chapter 6 verse 16,
当我们能把自己献给神的时候呢，
When we're able to offer ourselves to God,
我们能够做顺民的奴仆以至于诚义，
That we become the vessel, the instrument of righteousness.
好，这里给我们看见奉献在我们的身上有一个诚意的果效。
So we lead to the fruit of righteousness when we offer ourselves.
什么叫做诚意呢？
What is to be justified?
从它那个字面的意义上面，属灵的意义上面来讲的话呢？
And literally speaking,
我们的行为能够与主完全一致。
Our behavior, our manifestation can be in one accord with God.
我们能表现主所表现。
We're able to manifest what God is.
我们都知道今天呢，一个人呢，只有站在这个义的地位上，你才能被神悦纳。
You know that only when we're standing in a position of being justified and having righteousness are we able to be accepted by God.
我想我们这样的说法对弟兄姊妹来讲，很多人来讲可能太道理化了。
And perhaps this sounds too doctrinal to you.
对，我们把它讲得更实际一点。
And perhaps we share in a more.
什么叫做诚意呢？
What does it mean to be justified?
诚意就是你能活得对。
And to become righteous is to live a right life.
弟兄姊妹，你能感觉，你能说你今天活得光，你是对的吗？
Can you say that your life condition is right?
如果你觉得你活得是对的，那么就有福了。
If you think that you're in the right condition, then you're blessed.
我们基督徒有很大的挣扎。
You know that we oftentimes have such a struggle as Christians.
我们常常觉得活来活去就是不对。
And we oftentimes feel that we're just not right.
哎呀。有的时候真是很困扰啊。
And sometimes we are just so puzzled and struggling.
我们希望能活得对，对不对？
We want to live in the right condition.
啊，所以呢，每一个礼拜我们来到主的跟前的时候啊。
So every week as we come before the Lord.
我们常常都感觉是亏欠的比较多，对不对？
Oftentimes we feel more that we fall short.
我不知道你的感觉怎样。
I don't know how you feel.
我常常过来说，主啊，这个礼拜活得又不对。
And oftentimes when I come to the meeting, I feel like I haven't lived in the right condition this past week.
太多的事情好像这个不对。
And so many things that it was just not right.
我希望活得对。
I want to be a right person.
但是我活不对。
But a lot of times my condition is not right.
我们晓得不义的生活是不能得平安的。
That you know that without righteousness, you're not able to receive peace.
只有你活出义的生活，你里面就有平安了。
And peace only comes as you live out the life of righteousness.
你活出义的生活，你里面就安息了。
That you will experience rest as a result of life righteousness.
我们多么盼望我们的生活活在神的跟前，活在人的跟前，是那么样的一种的舒畅，那么样的自由，那么样的快乐。
You know how we desire to live a life that is right and that is so full of joy before God and before man.
结果有很多基督徒常常是要平安没有平安。
But oftentimes Christians desire peace yet they do not receive it.
要快乐没有快乐。
And they desire joy yet they are living without it.
我们也不知道问题出在哪里。
And we don't know where the problem lies.
当然我们也依靠主。
And of course we try to depend on the Lord. Every morning we get up and we pray. and that's good.
弟兄姊妹，我们说主啊，求你保守我。
We say, Lord, please preserve me, protect me.
保守我今天平平安安的。
And protect me from harm.
保守我心里有快乐。
And to keep me that I have joy.
有的人呢，连家门都还没出呢，这已经不快乐了。
Some that before they step out of their household, their threshold, they're only not happy.
弟兄姊妹们，我其实会不会有一个问题？我祷告也祷告了，我到底问题出在哪里呢
？So, brother and sister, we ask yourself, what is wrong with me? I prayed, but what is wrong?
弟兄姊妹，那个关键性乃在于奉献。
You know that the key point is consecration.
所以我们最好每天早晨起来的时候，我们祷告，重新一次把自己奉献在主手里。
So it's better that each morning when we pray, we offer ourselves again anew unto God.
弟兄姊妹们，这里告诉我们，这个奉献有一个诚意的结果。
And here tells us the result and the consequence of consecration is righteousness.
只有我们真正把自己交在主手中奉献给主
When we are able to offer ourselves completely to God
你才可能过一个对的生活
Then you can have a life that is right
这是多么重要的一件事情
And how important that is
那不仅有诚意的一个结果
Not only there is a fruit of righteousness
在十九节这里
In verse 19
他还告诉我们，现今也照样将自己献给义作奴仆，以至于成圣。
And now you offer yourself to righteousness and become holy.
这个成圣的生活呢，就是像主。
And this holiness is a life that is like God.
你里面的性格像主。
That your nature is like God.
你的性格怎么会像主呢
？And how can your nature be like God?
这说明你里面有了改变。
And because there's a transformation in you.
弟兄姊妹，我们原来所有的天性是个败坏的天性。
You know that we had a fallen nature.
我们一直也想摆脱我们这个败坏的天性。
And we want to get away from our fallen and wicked nature.
哎呀，有时候我们觉得自己里面实在很狭窄。
And sometimes we feel we're so narrow.
啊。有时候呢，我们就觉得里面还充满了嫉妒。
And sometimes we feel that we're so filled with jealousy.
哎呀，我们有时候感觉呢，我们里面有这个有那个。
And we feel that we have this problem and that issue with us.
我们晓得只有爱主的基督徒啊，常常就会跟这个打仗，对不对
？You know that only those who truly love God would be struggling with these issues of nature.
如果你真正不爱主的话，那就是你也不管他了。
And if you don't truly love the Lord, you would not care about what your nature is like.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible tells
当我们能把自己献给神的时候
When we're able to offer ourselves to God
它能产生内里性格上的转变
And there will be a transformation of your inner nature
使我们能达到成圣的一个结果
That we can become holy
叫我们脱离败坏的天性
That we can be separated from our wicked nature
弟兄姊妹这是多么宝贵的一件事情、啊、
And brothers and sisters how precious that is
啊，我们常常尝试着改变自己对不对
Oftentimes we try to change ourselves
改来改去就改不了
And we can never do that.
啊，有的时候凭着意志压制一点，以为改变了，就过两天又来了。
And sometimes we thought we changed because we used our will, and yet a couple of days pass, we're just back to the old self.
所以保罗在这里告诉我们
，And therefore Paul tells us,
当我们能把自己献给神的时候
，When we're able to offer ourselves to God,
会有成圣的果效出现。
There will be a consequence. There's a fruit of holiness.
所以弟兄姊妹们。在罗马书第六章里面告诉我们两个奉献所带下来的结果 很宝贵、啊、
Therefore there are precious things that mentioned in chapter 6 of the two precious results of consecration
我们用简单的话来说
And let's put in a very simple words
诚意就是叫您能活得对
That you will have a fruit of righteousness living a life that is right
成圣就叫我们能脱离败坏的天性
And then you have the fruit of holiness which is to be apart from your wicked nature
所以你不能把自己摆在祭坛上献于主的话呢
SoWithout being able to offer of yourself on the altar,
我们再说诚圣、诚意、诚圣对你来讲只不过是道理、啊、
And then to be righteous and holy is but doctrines to you.
啊，这个完全不会显出实际来的。
The reality will never be manifested.
所以我们需要学习把自己奉献给主。
Therefore, we need to learn to offer ourselves to the God.
这个奉献实在是很重要、啊。
And consecration is so important.
所以在罗马书里面用的这个字呢，叫做把自己呢展示在神的跟前 present 在神的跟前
and therefore the word offer being used in Roman is to present ourselves to God
啊，你看保罗用这个字的意思很明显
and it's very obvious why Paul used that terminology
就说呢这个奉献是看得见的
and so that the consecration is very visible
啊， 这个 present 就是看得见，对不对？
Because when you present something, it is very visible.
在学校读书的人，这个过了一阵子，有来个什么 presentation 呢？啊，那么就是怎么样？展示一下你这些日子所学的到底有多少，对吧？
Just like when you do a presentation in school, you're actually presenting what you have learned and done in the past weeks.
所以奉献不是一个道理。
Therefore, consecration is not a doctrine.
保罗的意思，奉献是需要做的。
And therefore, Paul says that when you consecrate, you really need to do something.
不是光是说的，是要做的。
Not just to say with your lips, but to do it.
弟兄姊妹，你真实的去做。
But sisters, when you do it in reality,
你看下面就会有不同的果效出现。
And you will see the wonderful fruits that follow.
所以保罗深深的知道这个在神面前奉献的重要。
So Paul knew very clearly the importance of consecration.
因为他自己在其中蒙到很大的福气。
Because he himself was greatly blessed by it.
所以他一直的鼓励神的百姓们。
Therefore, he continued to encourage the children of God.
他说：“我以神的慈悲劝你们。”
He says, "I urge you, brothers, by the mercy of God."
他知道奉献不能勉强的。
He know that it's not forced.
如果你自己没有这个决心，没有这个主动，没有办法的。
If you don't have that motivation, that desire, you cannot do it.
保罗已经说：“我从奉献中得到的福气，我就是没办法讲的。”
He says, "What I the blessing I received from God, I cannot begin to tell."
希望所有神的儿女们都能够把自己奉献出来。
And it's my desire that all the children of God is able to offer up themselves to God.
我们晓得主耶稣到地上来。
You know that when Jesus came to the earth.
实在来讲，他就是为了来奉献。
And he came to offer up himself.
我们简单的来讲，他就是来奉献。
And that's to put it very simply.
因为他要做羔羊奉献给神。
Because he came to be the.
所以他来到地上的目的就是为了奉献。
He came to be the Lamb of God, therefore his purpose is to come.
我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
因着他的奉献的缘故，
because of his consecration,
他满足了神的要求。
He satisfied the demand of God.
他也满足了人的需要。
He also satisfied the need of man.
并且他的奉献是一个完全的奉献。
And then his consecration is anything but his complete.
是被称作是一次到永远完全的奉献。
It is a consecration that is once for all.
这个是非常重要的一件事情。
And that is something very important.
因为神在整个宇宙的里面。
Because throughout the entire universe.
神定下荣耀的旨意。
God has set a very glorious purpose.
但是神就等候一个时刻。
God is waiting for a moment.
等候有一个人能够站在奉献的地位上。
That a man can stand on the position of sacrifice.
好叫他的旨意能得到成就。
That his will may be perfected.
所以耶稣基督就道成肉身来到地上。
Therefore Jesus became the flesh.
主对神说，父啊，你为我预备了身体。
The Lord said to his God that you have prepared body for me.
我这个身体就是为了做祭物的。
In order to do your will, to be a sacrifice.
弟兄姊妹们，从主的身上，我们明白这个奉献的意义是多么的重大。
And brothers and sisters, we see the significance of sacrifice from our Lord Jesus.
所以不仅主奉献。
Not only Jesus himself sacrificed.
主要所有蒙恩得救的人也能学习奉献。
He desired that all believers to be imitators of him.
因为神的旨意不仅成就他的儿，在他儿子身上。
Because the will of God is not only perfected in his son.
神的旨意也要成就在我们这些人身上。
It also needs to be accomplished in the life of his children.
弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters,
当你真正能把自己献给主的时候，
when you can truly offer up yourself to God,
那一种生活也说明，就是说你不再为自己活了。
And your life was manifest a way of that you're not living for yourself anymore.
哎呀，你说这个好可怕。
You know, perhaps it sounds so dreadful to you.
我们一直讲说我们不要为自己活，什么都没有了。
And if we no longer live for ourselves, then we have nothing.
但是你请记得保罗的话怎么说。
But please remember what Paul said.
当我们不为自己活的时候啊。
When you do not no longer live for yourself.
弟兄姊妹们，主就替你来活。
And the Lord will live for you.
哎呀，你看是多么宝贵的一件事情。
Isn't that more wonderful?
因为我们到今天呢，一直在这里，我要自己活，为自己活，为自己活。所以主只好站在旁边，他没办法为我们活。
And the Lord could not do a thing for us. He could just stand by because we just so earnestly want to live for ourselves.
我已经讲过，我们为自己活，活得很痛苦的。
You know that I've said earlier that it's so painful when we live for ourselves.
我们生活中多少的挣扎。
Because there's so many struggles in our lives.
多少的苦恼啊。
And so many troubles in our lives.
我不晓得你的感觉怎样。
I don't know how you feel.
好，我活了这么大把年纪了。
That I've come to my age now.
哎呀，我实在希望有个人替我活就好了。
I really wish somebody would live for me.
你有没有过这样的思想啊？
Have you ever had that thought? If somebody else can live for me, that would be wonderful. Because I'm so troubled and disturbed when I live the way I do. But the Lord said it. I will live for you as long as you do not live for yourself. Therefore, brothers and sisters, so a true consecration means that you no longer live for yourself. And because whenever you have the Lord living for you, then you will truly live a life without worries. It was so full of rest and joy. And brother and sister, that is not a doctrine. It is a blessing. We truly do not know the significance. Therefore, we're not able to hand ourselves to God. You know, brothers and sisters, oftentimes we don't live in the right condition, but we demand our children to live right. You know, that is the mind of many parents nowadays. And so when a child is born, we just read books. How do we raise and discipline our children? And so after we read the books and we start disciplining them, then they will live a right life. But we ourselves are not in the right condition. You don't live rightly. And you only demand him. So it causes a lot of problems in the home. And a lot of pressure in the home.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 你不必这样,
brother and sister, you don't need to do that. Because when you led a life of consecration,
当你对主说, 主啊,
when you say to the Lord, Lord, I can no longer live for myself. I live in such a way that I'm so full of struggles and pressures and I offer up myself to you.
所以你看,
so you know it is to our advantage when we offer up something that is not so good to God. And because he loves us, he receives it. Because that was his will.
所以主说好,
and therefore the Lord says, fine, I will live for you.
弟兄姊妹们,
and brothers and sisters,
你如果懂得这个秘诀,
if you know the secret,
你的生活中不知道给你要带来多少的安息, 多少的喜乐,
you don't know how much joy and rest you will enjoy in your life.
我感谢神的恩典,
I thank the grace of God.
在我自己 这个成长的这个过程中,
you know, in the process of my growing up,
在我家庭的生活里面,
in my family life,
在我教养孩子的生活里面,
in my raising my children,
我学得不好,
I did not learn very well,
但是呢, 我学那一点点, 我实在感觉带来了多少神的恩典和祝福,
but the very little that I learned has brought in so much blessing of the Lord.
所以我们在教养孩子的事情上呢,
and therefore, in the matter of raising our children, and the most important lesson is to entrust them to God.
弟兄姊妹们,
and brothers and sisters, God is faithful. God is worth you and my trust. If you can let go,
你真正把他们摆在神的面前,
if you can really let go and place them before
弟兄姊妹,
the Lord, you will see the leading of the Lord is far more wonderful than our own plans.
这不是说我的生活,
it is not to say that I have a perfect family.
And
I feel that I fall so short on the lives of consecration.
符合于奉献的原则，活在神的跟前的时候呢，你就看见神的祝福就进来了。But
anytime you live according to the principle of consecration, you will see that it will usher in the blessing of God.
所以我鼓励我自己，也鼓励弟兄姊妹。Therefore,
I encourage myself and I encourage you.
不要怕，把你自己的事交在主手中。Do
not fear, but trust.
要过奉献的生活。To
live a life of consecration.
所以保罗说，我劝你们把身体献上，当作活祭。
Therefore, Paul says, I urge you to offer up your bodies as a living sacrifice.
弟兄姊妹, 把你这个身体献上, 就展示出来, 让人看见你是, 是, 是奉献。
To present your body before man, that's to manifest that you are a sacrifice.
那什么叫做做活祭呢?
What does it mean to be a living sacrifice?
就是你活在奉献的生活里。
That you're living in the life of consecration.
不是一次的奉献而已。
It is not just once,
乃是实际活在奉献的生活里。
But to live in that reality of consecration.
天天的生活里宣告神的主权。
Daily we proclaim the ownership of God.
每一件事情上面我们都尊重主。
On all matters we acknowledge His authority.
所以这个叫做活祭。
And that is to be a living sacrifice.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Therefore, brothers and sisters,
活在奉献的生活里
，to live a life of consecration.
这能够使神的恩典源源不断的能够进到你自己的生命中和你的生活里面。
Bring in the continual blessing and grace of God into your life.
这样
，and in such a way.
因着我们这个奉献的生活
and because of our life of consecration,
我们能够达到神创造我们拣选我们救赎我们的目的
and we're able to reach the very purpose of why God had chosen us and redeemed us
这句话的意思是什么呢
and what do I mean by that?
我用简单的话再说明
I'd like to explain it very simply
就当你的一生过来的时候
it is when your life passed
你没有失望
You will not have any disappointment.
也不会后悔。
You will never regret.
多少的人呢，弟兄姊妹们，当我们一生快要结束的时候
，You know that many people when they come to the end of their lives,
很多人是带着失望离开这个世界。
Many people departed the world in such disappointment.
很多人带着后悔离开这个世界。
Or they departed with so much regret.
弟兄姊妹，基督徒，如果你不奉献
，Brothers and sisters, if we do not consecrate ourselves as Christians,
请你们原谅我这样讲。
Please forgive me for saying this. I will guarantee that you will depart the world with disappointment and regret.
我越来越感觉到主给我们的恩典是多么的浩大。
I feel more and more how gracious God is to us.
神那样的爱我们。
That He loved us in such a way.
他创造我们时候已经爱我们。
When He created us, He already loved us.
他从千万人中拣选我们，他爱我们。
And He chosen us among thousands, and He loved us.
主耶稣为我们流血舍命救赎我们。
And Jesus has bled and died and saved us.
神实在在每一个人身上都有他荣耀的目的。
That on each one of us, God has very glorious purpose.
神希望你这一生。能够活出神所要你活出的目的。
It is God's desire that your life will live out, will fulfill His purpose in you.
我们真是可怜呐。
And we're so pitiful.
我们被这个世界呢完全的欺骗。
And we're being deceived by this world.
我们在世界中，我们要创造什么样的事业
？And we want to establish a career in the world.
我们要得到多少的称赞和名声
？We want to obtain fame and reputation.
我们要得到多少的财富
？We want to obtain so much fortune.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我想这些不要是基督徒，就是不信主的人，知道有一天这个都成空的。
You know, not to say Christians, those non-believers knew that all these would be in vain.
但是这些东西却紧紧抓住我们的心。
Yet these things that hold so fast to our heart，
是我们没有办法达到神要我们达到的目的。
That we're not able to reach the very purpose of God in us.
当我们不能达到这个目的的时候
，and we were not able to do that.
弟兄姊妹，我们会失望。
Brothers and sisters, we shall be disappointed.
我们会后悔。
We will regret.
所以只有奉献。
It is only through a life of consecration that you will never disappoint, that you will never regret.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们要懂得真正奉献的意义
We need to know the true meaning of
consecration. 因为我们让神在我们身上完全执掌他的权柄
Allowing God to have His ownership and authority in us completely.
只有神掌管我们
And only when He has authority over us,
我们才能活得对
then we can live a right life.
只有神掌管我们
only when He has ownership of us,
我们才可能有真实的改变
can we have a true transformation?
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
不仅我们能达到神所要我们一生所达到的目的
not only that we're able to reach that very purpose of God in each one of us,
让我们的一生充满了意义
that our life will be so filled with meaning.
你看无论在 旧约的圣经新约的圣经
whether you look in the New Testament or the Old Testament,
教会的历史
or throughout the history of the church
我们看见多少神的儿女们当他们那样把自己奉献在主手中的时候
we see many children of God when as they offer up themselves to God
他们整个一生的意义都不一样
the significance of their life has changed
我们讲的哈拿只不过是一个很平常的家庭主妇
Hannah was just an ordinary housewife
她如果没有那样的奉献的话呢
without her consecration
她就像千千万万个以色列家庭的主妇一样也没什么
She was just the ordinary housewife like any other Israel woman.
但是因为她的奉献的缘故
But because of her consecration,
她整个的生命意义不一样
Her whole life was changed.
所以当她最后起来称赞神的时候
And when she rose up and praised God,
那一篇的那个整个的一篇的这个对神的称颂
And that praise, the prayer that she had towards God,
显出哈拿里面 那个尊贵的性格。
It has revealed the very honorable and noble character.
有像君王一样的尊贵的性格。
Which is like a noble as the king.
所以弟兄姊妹，哈拿的奉献。
And therefore the consecration of Hannah.
给她个人的生命带来重大的转机。
Has brought a great transformation in her individual life.
叫她不愧作为一个以色列人。
That she was not ashamed to be Israelite.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，因为神拣选以色列，就在他们身上有荣耀的目的。
Because God had His glorious purpose when He chose the Israelites.
但是千千万万个以色列人呢，他们失去了神叫他们生活的目的。
But thousands of them had lost the very significance, the purpose of God in their lives.
所以哈拿的奉献。
And therefore, the consecration, the sacrifice of Hannah.
弟兄姊妹，是一个有福的奉献。
It was a very blessed consecration.
我们能有这样的智慧吗？
Can we have such wisdom?
求主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
我想不仅我们的一生能够真正的达到主所要我们达到的目的。
Not only that we're able to reach the mark that the Lord has set for us for our lives.
神在我们身上也能够达到他所要达到的目的。
And He can also accomplish His will through us or in us.
神拣选我们。
That God has chosen us.
是有荣耀的目的。
It is for a very glorious purpose.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
为了要叫神的目标能够达到。
That in order to perfect His purpose.
能够不让神失望。
That He would not be disappointed.
我们必须过奉献的生活。
We need to lead a life of consecration.
如果我们今天在地上哈，我们一天一天的，一个礼拜一个礼拜就是这样的过来了。
If we just live our lives so casually week after week,
如果你不在奉献的生活里面,
if you do not lead a life of consecration,
聚会会对你失去意义,
the meetings becomes meaningless to you.
属灵的追求会对你失去味道,
and all spiritual pursuit will lose its taste and flavor.
弟兄姊妹们，我们可以变得好像有一点点宗教的活动而活得像世人差不多。
That we can become a person as just people of religion, and living a life just like ordinary earthly people. So you see how important and pivotal is the issue of consecration.
只有当我们能够认识奉献的意义。
And brothers and sisters, only when we're able to understand truly what it is to consecrate.
我们甘心乐意地把自己归还给主。
To willingly to offer ourselves back to God.
在地上过着一个奉献的生活。
And then to lead a life of consecration on this earth.
你找回你人生的意义。
And you will find your meaning of life.
神也找回他的目的。
And God will find His purpose in you.
所以这件事叫神得到满足。
That this matter will cause God to be satisfied.
也叫你有一天能够充满的荣耀欢喜的来面见神。
And then also will cause you to face God one day in glory and joy.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
and therefore, brothers and sisters,
奉献对有些多年蒙恩的人来讲可能是个老问题啊。
So perhaps this is an aged issue and a topic in to Christians.
我再说是一个老解决不了的问题。
And it seems like a problem that we cannot solve.
希望今天早晨主的话进到我们的里面。
It is my desire that this morning God's word will enter us.
能够解决这个问题。
Will help us to resolve this issue.
弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
只有主的奉献加上我们的奉献。
Only when we add our consecrations to the sacrifice of God.
是神的心意得到满足。
Can cause God's heart to be satisfied.
能够带给这个整个宇宙啊。将来最荣耀的那个结果。
It can bring in the most glorious ending to this universe.
也是你在今天这个充满患难的世界里面。
That in this world of tribulation.
我们能够过着一个邻里安息充满喜乐的生活。
You will live a life that is so filled with joy and rest in your spirit.
刚才开头的时候我们弟兄在这领诗歌。
And our brother was leading us in song.
他带我们唱了一首这个 Frances Havergal 姊妹的诗歌。
He led us to sing a song of Frances Havergal.
这位姊妹在教会历史上可以说是一个相当懂得奉献的一个姊妹。
And she was a sister who truly knew about the consecration.
她这些奉献的诗歌啊，写的是非常非常的好啊。
And she has written many songs of a consecration.
那么他许多奉献的诗歌里面刚才我们所唱那首也是很好的
Among all these wonderful songs of consecration the one we sang was very good
那么在这个聚会结束之后呢让我们一同再来唱一首他的诗歌
Let's sing another hymn of hers
314首。
Hymn number 314.
这首诗歌呢，我个人感觉啊，这是在教会历史中啊，所有有关奉献诗歌中间的精品啊。
And I feel this is a golden
masterpiece.
It's a masterpiece in the church history about on the topic of consecration.
这首诗歌实在是写得太好了。
Because it's written so well.
啊。我想我们简单的把这诗歌的歌词稍微念一下。
Shall we just read the lyrics?
啊，我希望弟兄姊妹能注意这个诗歌里面的意思。
I want you to pay attention to the lyrics.
啊，中文的翻译是这样：从我活出你的自己，耶稣，你是我生命。
Live out thy life within me, O Jesus, King of Kings.
对于我的所有问题，求你以你为答应。
Be thou thyself the answer to all my questionings.
从我活出你的自己。一切事上能随意。
Live out thy life within me, in all things have thy way.
我不过是透明用器，为了彰显你臂命。
I the transparent medium, thy glory to display.
第二节。
Stanza 2.
殿宇竟已完全奉献，已除所有的不洁。
The temple has been yielded and purified of sin.
但愿你的荣耀火焰竟从里面就露洁。
Let thy Shekinah glory now flash forth from within.
全地现在都当肃穆。
And all
我的身体尽进贡。
And all the earth keeps silence, and might the body henceforth be.
做你顺服安静奴仆，只有被你来推动。
Thy a silent docile servant moved only as by thee.
第三节。
Stanza 3.
所有肢体每个时刻约束等候你发言。
Its members every moment held subject to thy call.
准备为你前来赴额，或是不用放一边。
Ready to have thee use them or not to be used at all.
约束没有不安追求，没有紧张与受压。
Held without restless longing or strain or stress or fret.
没有因受对付怨尤，没有因懊悔倒下。
Or chaffings at thy dealings or thoughts of vain regret.
第四节。
Stanza 4.
乃是柔软安静安息，脱离倾向与成见。
But restful, calm, and pliant from bend and bias free.
让你能够自由定义，当你对我有指点。
Permitting thee to settle when thou hast need of me.
从我活出你的自己。耶稣，你是我生命。
Live out thy life within me, O Jesus, King of Kings.
对于我的所有问题，求你以你为答应。
Be thou the glorious answer to all my questionings.
何等美丽的一首奉献的诗歌。
What a beautiful song of consecration this is.
我们希望弟兄姊妹们，我们能像我们的姊妹一样，能够领会那个奉献真实的意义。
May we all understand the true meaning of a consecration just like our sister.
最后我们一起来唱这首诗歌好吗？
Let's sing this hymn together.
好，请起立好，大家起立。
Let's all stand up.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你实在是何等的爱我们。
Because you truly loved us.
你为我们把一切都摆上。
You have given us all.
你使我们能脱离仇敌的手
That we can be set free from the hands of our enemies
脱离我们败坏的天性
Be set free from our fallen nature
也脱离这个世界最终将亡的结局
And be set free from the end of this world
主啊因着你为我们首先的献祭
And because you offer ourselves your first
满足了神的要求
To satisfy the judgment of God
也应付了人一切的需要
And to satisfy the need of man
今天你用你的慈悲来劝我们
Today you urge us with your mercy
让我们能把自己也能够献上
That we can also sacrifice ourselves to you
我们知道因为我们的愚昧
Lord because of our foolishness
因为我们对真理上的不够认识
Because of not understanding the truth well
所以我们在奉献的生活上我们忽略了
Therefore we have looked lightly upon consecration
结果许多的时候我们就落到今天我们这样的生活光景中
And therefore many times we fall into the condition we're in right now
我们知道按照你的心意
Lord according to your will
我们不应该是今天这样的光景
This is not our condition
我们应该更多充满祝福
And we should be so filled with blessing
更多充满丰富
And so filled with richness
所以求你借着真理的圣灵
Lord please come in with your Holy Spirit the
让我们明白真理
that we can
明白奉献的真理
That we can understand the truth of consecration
好叫我们能够没有保留的欢喜的把自己交在你的手中
So we can joyfully without reservation sacrifice ourselves to you
主啊只有你在我们身上掌权
Lord only when you have ownership in us
我们才能活出诚意的生活
Can we live a life of righteousness?
我们才能活得对
Can we live a life of righteousness?
只有你掌权
Only when you,
我们的生命才可能产生改变
When you have authority, then our life can be changed.
主啊，今天早晨
That this morning,
我们一同侍立在你的跟前
As we stand before you,
我们愿意把自己交在你的手中
We're willing to offer ourselves to you.
我们求你今天早晨来收纳你的祭物
This morning, receive our gifts.
愿我们和我们的家
That we and our home
都奉献在你的手中
will be consecrated to you.
愿整个教会都奉献在你的手中
That the whole church is consecrated to you.
让我们在不多的日子里面
That in the few days that's left,
学习过奉献的生活
to live a life of consecration,
真实成为神的活祭
to become a true living sacrifice.
主啊，来接纳我们
Lord, receive us.
主，我们把深处的感谢、赞美、敬拜都归给你
We offer to you our worship and praise and thanksgiving.
谢谢你的同在
We thank you for your presence.
谢谢你的怜悯和眷顾
Thank you for your mercy.
垂听我们的祷告
Answer our prayers, Lord.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
In the precious name of Jesus, I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。